This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show, Get Her Done Tuesday. By Get Her Done, I mean PG&E, just turn off all the power. Let's get that done. Just do it to us. We're just laying here. Just do it to us. Come on.
So weird.
Powerless.
It's funny, we got a lot of texts. Someone wrote in, I'm bailing on California too. Arizona is such a higher quality of life of living. Mm. I feel like that's when water gets tight. Arizona's history.
Sorry,
I
Arizona.
Mean, yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. Where would you go?
You know, I actually have this weird thing about Wyoming.
Yeah, you've mentioned it a few times.
Or Montana.
Morning.
I don't know if I could last up there. I know I love Oregon. I know I love Bend.
Well, and there's plenty of rain there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you did like Oregon.
I've never slept better. Mm. Like I couldn't not sleep, but I had no stress and no family and no things and no.
You did have that dog.
Oh, I did. But she was, you know, her and I had good times. Mm. I was like solid locking in sobriety for me. And yeah. I also quit smoking there. Quitting smoking. I had nothing going on. No reason to not.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't dating. That's one of the reasons why you quit smoking is because you're going to meet someone and they're going to go, ew, dude, you stink.
Yeah. No, I'm not kissing that mouth.
I used to sit in my garage with the rain falling down and read books and just smoke.
Oh, that sounds so good.
My dog laying right over there to the side. And I'm just like reading a book. Rain's coming down. Mm. Nice.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I was killing myself because that's what smoke does. But.
Yes. Nice, though. That does sound relaxing.
Yeah.
I used to love sitting in the garage with the door open when it was raining. Mm-hmm. What is that? You just
well,
sort
nice,
of open
the
to
sound
it,
of it. Yeah. And, you know, you're not, I didn't smoke in
dry.
The house.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to bone somebody eventually.
Right.
And did.
Was it Brandy?
Don't say that.
You got to get the turning of the pages of the book, too. We need the whole thing.
You're going to recreate my easy times? That's
You're
nobody
a fine
said that.
Girl. You would be.
Such it was,
a fine
for the record,
girl.
It was not Brandy.
Brandy.
Vinny.
Oh, man, that was your one.
You guys are guessing wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
Just do the Brandy. You know your cue.
Jeez.
Brandy.
You overmodulated me. What'd you do that for? Like, I'm not loud enough. Jesus.
That was good.
Yeah, California.
California.
You know what? I'm not giving up on you, California.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Oh, he's in the news today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Evacuated from his home.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There's the Getty Fire. It's over by where all the nice mansions are and stuff. And him and LeBron James. I'll get to it. First, I want to start with this. Silicon Valley is a show on HBO. Mm-hmm. This is the final season of it. And it started on Sunday. I'll never get to watch it because I will never have power again, I'm pretty sure. Basically, I'll be camping for the rest of my life.
Oh, God.
Cooking on a grill. It's good times.
Never again, huh?
Yeah.
Just over.
Doesn't seem like it.
All right.
Know. It's like every day we have to take a drive in our car to charge up our phones.
Right.
Let's just drive somewhere. All right. Let's go. So Silicon Valley, it came back on Sunday night, and at the if you've ever watched the show, the beginning of it is very cute. It's almost like the building and then the overbuilding of Silicon Valley. And they've got all the logos, all the big tech giants and little tech startups that are happening. So
did you ever notice that the intro, how it has all the tech companies?
Yeah.
the Facebook hack during that time.
Yes. They, had they kept switching it to the Russian letters. It was very cute.
Oh, I did not notice that.
They have all kinds of little Easter eggs in there, and they change it every year depending on, you know, what's happening and what's big. So they premiered the first episode on Sunday night with a revamped sequence that's full of little new Easter eggs skewering the current state of the tech industry. Where am I getting this from? This particular
story. Where are you getting this from?
Yuzi, is this just SFgate?
Yes, that's where I got that from.
So the show follows a cast of Bay Area techies. They're trying to grow a scrappy, you know, they have a little incubator house. And the guy who owned that house has been off the show for a couple seasons. Apparently he's difficult to work with.
Who's that? The
TJ Miller. Yeah. I think that he gets left like in Thailand or something with enough money to keep him on heroin for 5 years or something. It's really pretty creative. So they do this little short cartoony intro sequence. So it pans over a SimCity-esque landscape of office buildings adorned with tech logos that change each season, chronicling the fate of various companies. So this year's most prominent new building logo is for the marijuana delivery service Eaze, E-A-Z-E, showing just how mainstream California's legal cannabis industry has grown. Postmates and DoorDash now share neighboring buildings. Instagram is in the mix, including a logo with bunny ear filters. Barnes & Noble gets a building. And then it's immediately torn down and Amazon Books goes up in there.
Of course.
Yikes. The vehicles buzzing around the city have changed dramatically as well. Teslas have been added, and a fleet of different delivery vehicles for DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, Instacart, and an Eaze VW bus with smoke billowing out of the windows.
Funny.
It's also littered with scooters. And some of them are like neatly in a row, and others are just in huge piles.
When you say scooters, you mean the ones you on your feet?
The rental electric scooters that are now everywhere.
And they're throwing them into the water. They're throwing them everywhere.
And they're throwing them into piles in this animation.
Like so you like them?
There's I don't know. My son rents them all the time.
He does?
Yeah. He wants
Berkeley?
He said they're so convenient for him to get all over the campus. He said he's so bummed when there isn't one available for him. Because usually there's a couple, and he's like, sometimes they're just gone. So he
fun,
that's,
too.
I know. That
you like them?
He loves them.
I don't do it very often, but I have I have the apps. And
He's got the apps.
I'm
couple
a lazy
apps
walker,
and
so when I see a scooter now,
like, I'll get
blocks,
on it.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll get the. And it's like 15 miles an hour. It's dangerous.
It goes
fast. I mean, I see him going down there.
Yes, it's super dangerous.
I'm like, that insults me. I don't. Maybe it's a skateboarding thing that I'm insulted by that.
Hey,
but
listen, it's any way
like
to get around.
I don't like the look of it at all.
It's nice when feel like they're so dangerous. The people that ride them can be so dangerous.
Well, you know, there's a learning curve, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's those, and some of them are even piled and just, you know, just thrown in a heap. In fact, I guess there's a pile of them on top of the Lyft building. The new Apple headquarters is now full of happy people and money.
This, again, is part of the Silicon Valley TV show?
This is the intro to the TV show. They have all these little Easter eggs. And then you also look for Fake Meat, Darling, Impossible Foods. They're in there, too. There's one Easter egg that calls back to the earliest days of the tech industry. The HP building now features an 80 on the roof, signifying its 80th anniversary. And then there's older men in walkers and wheelchairs going around the campus. Here's just a screenshot of what it looks like.
I have a bunch of the pictures too here.
Oh, do
you?
Yeah, it's
see
pretty.
See the scooters there?
Oh, funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, it's a cool intro. Hooman was the one who told us we had to watch that show, and the first time we watched it, he was sitting there with us, and he just made us keep stopping the beginning. He's like, look at that.
Yeah. I watched it from the very beginning. It's good.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Did he go, I ate lunch here.
Yeah.
And I had a lunch here.
Yep.
That's my buddy's building right there.
That's my buddy's building.
That's Mark. Right. That's Charles over there.
Yeah. And then we lunched there.
Right. And on that corner there, my friend started up a restaurant that failed. He started another one two blocks down.
Because the ambiance sucked.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, miss him so, don't you?
I do. I love Hooman. I do miss him. We'll see him Wednesday this week.
Tomorrow.
He's going to do the movie review. Yeah. And then he'll be with us. I mean, I just don't know what the status of Power is going to be for Thursday. But provided that we do the Winchester Mystery House, he'll be there to help us with that broadcast. He's good at live broadcasts.
You mentioned Thomas Middleditch. He's on from Silicon Valley. He's on Stephen Colbert, and you're going to talk about Jen Aniston. She's on Stephen Colbert as well tonight.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Well, she was on Ellen yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
So there were a couple things. First of all, apparently Charlie Puth is a huge Jen Aniston fan. And
apparently the whole world is a huge
Hello.
Jen Aniston fan.
And now that she's on Instagram every day, I look at, did Jen post anything? Oh, what's Jen up to? Fantastic. She has posted now about her show.
Oh, I saw a commercial for it. The morning show.
Morning show, yeah. It's like a TV news.
And that's going to be an Apple show.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Anyway, she was on Ellen yesterday, and so she came out and kind of surprised Charlie Puth, and she sat on the edge of his chair and gave him a little back rub.
And
he had a question for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ellen actually asked it, but he was really
interested. Yeah, he asked it. Yeah, Ellen asked it for Charlie. So the answer is no, everyone. But don't worry, they have something planned. And that's where the next audio comes in. They've got something planned.
What is that?
Oh, no? All right, I'll read you the quote.
I'm going to post on my Instagram another
picture
of the five of us.
Sorry, I thought we had broken the seal. Well, there was a lot of
hubbub
this morning. We would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is. So we're working on something. So there's going to be something. Maybe it'll be a Downton Abbey-style follow-up movie with all the kids from Friends. What are they up to now? It's been 10, 12 years.
I didn't realize that was that.
It's fine.
I have that audio. It's just...
There's something. There's going to be something. So then Ellen asked Jennifer Aniston, when is the last time she kissed a girl? And Ellen leads forward.
Look at Ellen. Oh, how funny.
She's all, hey. Hi, Jen.
What's up? That was weak. Yeah, that was weak. For the record, I would like to say that you make out way harder with chicks than Ellen does.
Well, listen, I know what I'm doing. No, Ellen was just being gentle.
You don't think Ellen knows what she's
doing? I thought he was referring to Jen. Jen's like, I don't kiss girls on the lips. God knows why.
I'm saying we've seen you make out with Yuzette. And who's that girl that you were dating in Las Vegas?
Jen, my girlfriend Jen.
Oh, Jen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made out with her hard.
Yeah.
What about that intern that was...
Oh, no, she wanted
Sam,
it.
Sam, you made out with her pretty hard?
I didn't make out with
her. Are you sure?
No, she was, like, way too into me.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Well, you made out with some
other
girls.
She's all, let's go in the bathroom and take our clothes off. I'm like, that is not happening.
I've seen you make out with Kathy.
Danielle.
Oh, hot-ass Danielle's probably...
Oh, my God. Hot-ass Danielle also seems to want it, too. Except, you know, I've made passes at her in private, and she's shut that down. I'm like,
oh, really?
All right.
Oh, it's so for the show.
I guess she needs the cameras.
She needs the boys around.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. Sorry about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh,
what
sorry.
What kind of pass did you make?
I, like, tried to kiss her, and she's all, no. I'm like, oh, all right.
What? In private?
Yeah.
And was John there?
No, it was just me and her.
Just you and her, and you went in for a kiss, and she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I know. I was shut down.
When
like,
was this?
2 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Me too. I was like...
Are you offended?
I wasn't offended because I didn't really care that much anyway. It seemed like she wanted a kiss, so I went in to give her one, and she was like, no. I'm like, oh, now I see. This is for... I see what this is about now.
Well, we appreciate you, Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle.
Yeah.
Thanks
well, she does it for you, obviously.
Thank you.
Not
You're
for
the
me.
Best.
That's why I don't want to kiss her anymore. Forget it.
Oh, you'll kiss her this Halloween. Although, I don't know. I shouldn't even say that. Everything's up in the air right now.
I don't think she's coming down to the broadcast.
Mm.
Prince has a book out today.
Oh, yeah.
The Beautiful Ones. I guess this was an autobiography he was working on before he passed away. He's been dead for 3 years, and he's still starting beefs with people.
Oh, although, this is where, did I told you about this the other day.
Me,
I read that little article and went, why in the heck would he be so mean to...
I think you actually mentioned it on the air yesterday.
I did.
What was it, Vin?
I read an article that Prince had said, Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran are being forced down, the record companies are forcing them down our throats. And
he
I
said,
thought,
the exact quote is, we need to tell the music industry that they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats, and we don't like it no matter how many times they play it. This author, Dan Pippenbring, was working on the book with Prince before his death, and he has actually spent the last few years finishing it. He said basically Prince had like journals and notes from all over and they were all over the house. Like in one room, there'd be a stack of stuff from like 1979, and within arm's reach, there was stuff from 2002. It was just random and completely unassembled and unorganized. And he's spent the last few years just going through it. So 3 years later, this book is out today. It's called The Beautiful Ones. He says, the sheer quantity of paper was surprising. Mm. Ed Sheeran, by the way, not upset about the Prince thing. He was, they just listed him as the richest young musician in, I guess they had a cutoff because there's always Sir Paul McCartney who's worth $1 billion, right?
But the
richest UK young musician, $220 million. I'm sure he was like, oh, Prince didn't like me. Oh, well, I'll go to the bank and just lay on my money and sob.
I don't know. I think that I'd be bummed if Prince didn't like me.
Oh, sure. Definitely. But I'm sure he consoles himself with his, you know, what am I going to do?
I would feel pretty good about that bank balance for sure.
Like, let me just call the bank and see what the balance is. See if I'm all right.
As of July this year, Prince's estate is worth $300 million.
Jesus.
And he didn't write a will.
Nope. Is the thing all still hung up? I mean, there were like six people who were declared.
They've definitely gotten some people out of the way.
Yeah. Well, there are hundreds still, of people who came forward like, yep. No, I'm his brother.
Uh-huh.
I got something to do with that. Felicity Huffman had a business casual look on as she went to meet her new probation officer.
Oh, boy.
They don't say the guy's name.
Why would they?
I can't think of one reason. She headed to a downtown LA building, home to federal probation offices, and she's required to check in with a probation officer within 72 hours of being released from prison, so she did that yesterday. She got out of jail Friday after doing 11 days in Dublin!
Dublin!
In
Dublin!
For her role in the college bribery scandal. She made a friend or two while she was there in the big house. She was spotted walking around.
Well, that's good. You need someone to back you up.
Yeah. As part of her sentence, she has to log 250 hours of community service. They say she may have got a jump on that last month. They're not saying exactly what she did here, but that she satisfied some of those hours before she even went to prison. And she's got supervised release for 1 year. So she is toeing the line.
In her situation, those hours are going to be easy.
Probably.
She doesn't have to work for a living.
No.
She can go a full week, get 40 hours out of the way at a time.
Yep.
You know.
For a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When I had to do a bunch of that, I was finishing that by day and then going to work. Because our electricity, oh my God, how funny, our electricity kept getting turned off.
That time it was your fault, though.
No, it was. We were just kids and we couldn't afford anything.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Need our electricity though, but and those are the days before there was like you know you could actually go a few nights and be like, oh well, I don't have a phone to charge or a computer to run.
Right? No, for sure, we were just
nice to have heat.
College kids,
right? Ben Affleck, Saturday Night.
Mm-hmm.
The shots of him we saw yesterday, where he was stumbling. In case you didn't hear, Yuzi, he fell off the wagon.
I did
Saturday
see
night.
Something, yeah.
So he's stumbling out of some party or other. And
with a mask on.
Yeah,
right?
He's leaning against a car and holding onto it for dear life. That wasn't his last stop. He headed off to a celebrity poker match. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it was celebrity, but he was there, so I'm going to call it one. he went to a poker table, and he wasn't there long. He went to Commerce Casino at 1 a.m. He rolled up to a table that was full, nine players all playing. The pit boss decided to make an exception, had a 10th chair moved over. Eyewitnesses say he almost fell off his chair. He was so inebriated.
Oh, no.
He got $20,000 in chips, and he was in and out in 12 minutes, $1,500 richer.
Wow. $1,500 richer?
Yep.
In that condition, he pulled off a win.
That is correct.
And tapped out.
That is correct.
Wow. I was going to say, I don't know. I assume that people don't want to, they know his troubles and don't want to party with him.
Mm.
That's my assumption.
People love to be around celebrities. They just do. And I think that when
someone you know is in crisis.
Right, but people don't care. People just do not care. If it's your friend.
It's too bad.
You know, and he's not Ben Affleck, then you're like, what are you doing? But if it's Ben Affleck, you're like, oh my God, it's Ben Affleck. Uh-huh. Oh, this is great.
Let's see what's going to happen now.
Right. Let me get my camera out and make some money from TMZ.
Right.
He's with that same date, too.
The same girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he
found some actual pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's with some lady, and they're getting
she's dragging him
ripped.
Around. Yeah. Sounds great.
Wow.
She seems like a good influence. And I'll leave you with this. Just good times, you guys. Peter Cook not of Lighthouse Realty, but formerly.
You know what? I didn't even.
Peter Cook, a different Peter Cook, is the
not ex- my Peter,
not
Cook.
Not your Peter Cook.
Someone else's Peter Cook.
Peter Cook used to be married to Christie Brinkley. In fact, they have two kids together.
Oh, my God. You know what? I saw this. I saw a photo with a little blurb under it, and I went, he still loves to bone.
Yeah. He loves to bone people his daughter's age.
Well, it's not that. It's that people his own age are like, maybe once a week. Mm. More like twice a month.
Mm. It has to be something. They can't have a lot in common.
If you don't mind, almost never. Could we bone almost never?
Could we just be roommates and go out for meals together?
I mean, we're companions, right?
Right.
No, he's probably like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I want to bone furiously before this thing stops working.
60 and he wants to bone furiously. Well,
and he's got someone who's like, wait, you're paying for everything?
Yeah, I'll bone you. No problem.
I'm young and still into it.
So he popped the question to another beautiful blonde.
I could be wrong.
This one
I know
is 21.
I'm speculating, but I'm convinced that's
well,
what
else
is.
Is it, Ben? What else could it possibly be? What are they going to talk about? The things they have in common?
I'm sure someone out there might think that it's, you know, for appearances or whatever. Like, it makes him seem virile, but he's maybe not. But I'm thinking, no, he's a guy who likes to do it. And he's got someone young enough that's like,
she makes me feel young.
Let's go.
Well, he's now engaged to tie the knot with 21-year-old Alba Janku. And so you saw the picture.
She's a blonde lady.
She's cute. Cute enough.
She's no Christie Brinkley.
Not my type.
That's for sure. She has a bit of a resting bitch face, you ask me. No offense, lady.
She kind of looks like someone who has a brother.
What
like,
do you mean?
Well, like she looks like her brother.
Oh.
I've told you that. That syndrome where you meet a girl and or you already know the brother and you're like, oh my God, I see your brother's face on you.
That is not hot.
That's not happening.
They've been hanging out since, they're saying at least this summer.
What, when she can get into bars?
I guess so, right? She's a student at Tulane.
Oh.
She'll be graduating in 2021. No word on when they plan to actually walk down the aisle, but she is the same age as his daughter with Christie Brinkley. Sailor Brinkley Cook.
Oh.
Same age.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
So you believe that this guy...
No, look, it's not wrong as in, look, it's a free country and you can do whatever you want, but is it gross? Yeah, it's gross.
It's gross?
Yeah. I think so. But that's just me. I'm super judgy. Everybody knows that.
Well, I was just judging. I'm judging Christie Brinkley, I guess, that she probably didn't want to do this guy anymore, and he was sitting around
going... Well, he did cheat on her with his assistant.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that story.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, how would I know that?
Let's see. This is his third marriage. The couple divorced after Brinkley learned of Cook's affair with his then 19-year-old assistant, Diana Bianchi. Cook then got remarried to Suzanne Shaw.
Remarried, did you just say?
Remarried. First he was married to Christy, then he was married to Suzanne Shaw. And then, let's see... they broke up in 2014.
The assistant and him.
No, this is a different lady altogether.
Oh, Suzanne Shaw's not the assistant.
Not the assistant.
Oh, okay.
Then he was accused, I guess that Bianchi came forward in 2007. He was also accused of having romantic relations with another former employee, someone named Samantha Cole, who was 18 at the time.
Oh, no.
Man.
He likes him young.
Peter Cook.
Peter Cook.
Not my
not
Peter Cook.
From Lighthouse Realty.
Right.
A different Peter Cook.
All right.
Anyway, congratulations to them. It's fantastic. The happy couple. What's going up in the news,
Ben? Cats make the news.
Cats.
I've got some fast facts
fast
and more.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Fingers crossed. We are broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House. Our live Halloween broadcast is this Thursday from 6 to 9 a.m. Provided there's power, etc. We do have some costume stuff going on. And if you go to RadioAlice.com, you'll see some of the guidelines for costumes. They have some, you know, they have people who wander around at the Winchester Mystery House in costume. So they have made some requests. Like, for one thing, they don't want anyone to be a clown. Don't be a clown. I mean, you can act like a clown, but you can't wear a clown outfit. Also, no masks and no face paint because they have actors and actresses there who are doing that stuff. Full guidelines at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so the World Series continues tonight. They're back in Houston. Somehow,
well,
Houston,
that's where DC wins games, right?
Right. So. Well, that seems to be the way. So, DC won the first two in Houston. Mm-hmm. Houston won the next three in DC, and we have Game Six tonight, and that could be it. If Houston wins,
yep,
it's over.
It's over. It really did look like the
The underdog Nats, looked like they were a lock.
Yeah,
going home to up two.
Yeah. Then something happened.
Then they gave it all back and more.
And then some. Yeah, they're in a must-win situation. Two games
left. I'm excited.
Left.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's actually good that it's a little bit of a... Right. There you go. Oh, UC has some website where you can type in your exact address and it tells you what time they're going to shut you down.
Okay.
So you should look at
that.
And
actually, I could do that story again if you want. I do know that that's the biggest story going on in California right now. The fires continue to be... The wind had died down. The firefighters appeared to have made some ground on things, but they're afraid of the next windstorm, which is coming
tonight, apparently.
And so they're going to start shutting power off again. So in some cases, you never even got it back. In others, you got it back and you're about to lose it again at some point today. And did you put up where people can, like a link to where people can type in their address?
No, but I will do that.
Okay.
Where are you going to put that? The Facebook, Sarah and Vinny Facebook?
I'll put on the Facebook Sarah and Vinny page right after this break.
Okay, thanks, Yus.
That's where you can find it. Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Okay.
It's National Cat Day.
Oh, is that so? I like cats.
A new survey for National Cat Day found the average cat owner spends 19 hours and 32 minutes a week on them.
On them?
On them. Whether that's feeding or cleaning. I'm sure that has to do with those places where they go to the bathroom.
Mm. Ye old litter box. Yeah. Well, they also, cats are there, they hang around you, you know, and if you sit down to watch TV or sit down to do anything, they're like, oh, there's a lap for me to sit in. That's warm. I'll sit there.
Most cat owners treat their cats like part of the family.
Well, sure.
Like 84%.
You should treat them like that. They are part of your family. If you adopt an animal, it's your responsibility.
75% say talking to their cat is like a form of therapy.
Oh. That's funny. You do talk to your
That's Sandy
cats.
Talks to her dog the whole day.
Mm.
Okay, let's go over here. Well, let's go do this. Oh,
what a great, that's a great mom for a dog.
So funny to, and I actually realize that I talk to myself quite a bit because Sandy does.
Yeah.
I now know where I get it. But out loud.
Sure.
You do that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's just everybody does that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes it's not out loud for everybody, but I definitely find myself in a groove where I'm just talking and talking
and
talking.
All right, now that's done. Right. I got to go and get the...
All right, now I'll go do this.
I'm going to fold that laundry
that
up real quick.
Get that
then...
done.
Oh, and then you know what I'm going to do now?
Yeah. Oh,
oh,
I need
I
to go to the
have
supermarket.
That for dinner. Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, everybody does it.
Everybody does
it. All right,
it.
Good. I don't feel as crazy.
You're not crazy.
All right. That's nice to know. The top qualities we love about our cats on National Cat Day. Their loyalty. Their play. Loyalty?
Huh? Okay. Oh, they don't like anyone else.
All right.
They're scared of everyone else in the world.
Their loyalty, their playfulness, and how mild-mannered they are. Kitties. Today is National Kitty Day.
Kitties are good. I miss my kitties.
Oh, you got no cats now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy.
I know.
All right. How about a fast fact?
Fast facts? I love fast facts.
Listen to this one. Women in Utah got the right to vote in 1870, 50 years before the rest of the country. Congress supported women voting in Utah because they thought women there would vote against the candidates who were pro-polygamy.
Huh.
But when women voted for the pro-polygamy candidates, Congress passed a federal bill taking their right to vote away.
Those bastards.
Well, if you're going to vote for the multi-marriage guys, then what are we giving you the right to vote for? Snatch!
And then they had to go back to waiting the other 50 years.
Muhammad Ali's birth name was Cassius Clay, and he fought under that name at the beginning. But before he changed it, he changed his name to Cassius X.
Cassius X?
For 2 weeks before he changed it to Muhammad Ali.
I have no questions on that one.
Okay. When George W. Bush was running for president in 1999, he was asked to name his favorite childhood book, and he picked The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Turns out that was published in 69 when he was 23.
So he was reading it to his kids.
That's the assumption.
Right.
That would be the only way. I remember I liked Go, Dog, Go, but as, you know, things... As
the
I
Dick and Jane books.
Read... What did you just say to me?
The Dick and Jane books?
Yeah.
Dick
I remember
and
those.
See Dick Run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pat the Bunny was a big one. And then there was some little rabbit book that was the first thing I remember ever sitting down and being able to read it. Something about a little cottontail bunny or something. It wasn't Peter Cottontail, though.
Or like Velveteen
else.
Or something.
No, that was a little bit...
Advanced.
Advanced for me as a young child.
Paul McCartney wrote the song Woman for the group Peter and Gordon. You know it?
Sure.
I don't know this.
Yeah, you do.
Who's Peter and Gordon?
Oh, I thought it was a John Lennon song.
I thought that was a John Lennon song. You're right.
He did it under the pseudonym Bernard Webb to prove his songs could be hits without his name attached to it.
Wait.
The song wound up getting to number 14 on the Billboard chart.
So is it both of them
singing? This is a McCartney song?
It's a John Lennon song, but...
So it must be a different song.
It must
it's got to
be
a different song.
It was recorded by Peter and Gordon. All right.
Dude, Peter and Gordon, the name of the song is Woman. Yeah, I don't know it. Well, sounds like someone doing a bad cover of a Beatles song.
Yes, it does.
I wonder if it was. Was it? Does it say it charted?
Oh, I don't know about that.
This is terrible.
Yeah, agreed. It sounds like the Monkees or something.
I love these Reddit discussions. Someone starts it and then they just go off.
I like Reddit.
There's a discussion on Reddit right now where people are coming up with things that really only seem to exist to make people mad.
Oh, like Twitter?
Like clamshell packaging.
Oh, my God.
Like, first of all, we're trying to get rid of the plastic to begin with.
And now I can't even get into it.
You're going to make me slash my own wrists in the process of opening the thing.
Right. There was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Larry David show. He needs a new pair of scissors. And they come home in a clamshell, and he's like, "What? I needed to get some scissors to open the package of scissors."
Very nicely done,
yes.
Larry David.
What else are people annoyed by? Things that exist only to annoy us?
I don't know this, so you might know this, okay. The two of you. Mm-hmm. Recipe websites that have long personal stories and essays before they finally get to the recipe.
That drives me nuts.
What?
Oh, I hate
it. You know it?
Yes.
What?
I see all kinds of recipes that they give their own personal story of when they were a little kid and mom used to make it. And then when they got older, tweaked it out and then they made it for their kids. And now they're every Wednesday night.
Can you just scroll past that and get down to where they list the
ingredients? Well, you can, but sometimes if I do that, I might miss
some of
the best way to cook it.
Oh,
at what
like
temperature.
They give you tips or whatever.
Yeah, they do until you get down to the recipe. I mean,
I never
follow
I'm going to
read it, but... That does drive me nuts.
Well, that's because you have a John.
Yeah.
John does
that. If I'm going to cook something, it's going to be pasta. I don't know. I don't need a recipe for pasta and red sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I made the other night that was so good, and I have to start making it more? I made a pasta primavera, and it's my mom's recipe, but it's so good.
What veggies? What do you put in it?
You make it with olive oil and butter and garlic.
And parm.
Hold on.
Okay.
Olive oil, butter, and garlic, and you just warm those up together in a skillet.
Yeah.
And then you steam cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, and squash. That takes no time at all.
Yeah.
Then you just pour then you finish the macaroni, you pour the sauce onto all the macaroni and mix it up.
Yeah.
And then you pour whatever vegetables on top you want, and then you use the parm.
I see.
And cover it. It
sounds so good.
Really good. And
I love
made
it. Just tastes so fresh, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and nice. Just didn't have that sort of heaviness that you. Still love all the other stuff, but that was good.
It's nice. We do that, but we'll sprinkle black olives and sliced tomatoes on top.
I was going to ask if there was black olives in that.
Oh,
but you put those on cold. You don't.
You can put on whatever you want, I guess.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, sure. Some shrimp.
Shrimps?
Yeah. That's a meat.
Yeah, let's put some meat in there.
No shrimps.
Why not shrimp?
Because.
Delicious. A little lemon. Mm.
Lemon?
Sure. Dude, I just made it better.
Itchy tags on clothing.
Oh, yeah. That's
something that only exists to make people mad. You cut them out and then still.
And then it's right. It's got like a little sticky, bogus. You know, hard-edged tab.
T-shirts have gotten so much better in my lifetime. I can't believe it.
What do you mean?
Just the plain T-shirt, like the one I'm wearing, is better by far.
What's better about it?
It's fits better.
Uh-huh.
The material is softer. Mm. No, it's not thicker. It's actually lighter. It's a lighter material. They're cut to fit better. I don't know.
And they don't have a tag usually.
And
they
don't have tags, right?
You know?
What is it? A Hanes? What is it?
This is, I believe, an American Apparel, but
it's American Apparel underwear.
No.
That's
Calvin
undershirt.
Klein, I believe, but isn't it?
Isn't like I mean, a t-shirt like that.
Whatever. The point is,
you gotta roll your cigs up in that in the sleeve. You know, slick your hair.
You got any cigs?
I don't.
You got any hair?
Hair?
Hair. Well, you said slick your hair back.
Yeah, I got some hair.
I don't got either.
I can slick
of those
it back
things.
Just with what's in it right now.
I got
now.
No cigs and no. Oh, really? When's the last time you showered?
I took a shower Sunday, ice cold shower, because we have an on demand water heater, which means we don't have a tank.
Oh, so you're smelly.
I don't know if I'm.
You
want to
go smell her?
Yeah, let me check your pits. Oh my god!
Oh no!
This is gonna
see how this goes.
Oh boy!
It's been almost.
You think it's stinky?
I don't know. I haven't been getting in there.
Well, pull your sleeve off.
No,
you're not. How's that possible?
I don't know. I mean, I sat on the couch reading all day yesterday, so it's not like it's. Cheap boy, you are right in there.
Sarah. He's thorough, Sarah.
He is getting in there. That's the band rolling, though. You know,
yeah,
if you don't.
You do not smell bad. Oh, I got lightheaded. Phew. Sniffing that hard.
Maybe it's just my essence. I got you all high.
Yeah, nothing. Good for you. You can go a whole day without.
I'm coming up on 48 hours. I got to find someplace to shower today.
Whoa.
I think the rec center will let me, or I'll call Tommy and see.
Hello?
He's got a. I know, but I don't have my stuff with me.
Well, you don't need it.
I forgot about my stuff. I know. I should just run down there.
Yeah. Heck, while you're there, get a massage or whatever. I don't know, whatever
no,
you're
thanks.
Into.
I'm not into that. I'll just shower.
Okay. Whatever.
Find someplace to shower. Go on someplace else. Get my thongs out.
Do women walk naked through the gym and show their big boobs off?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I
like,
see
some
it.
Girls look at my
I,
giant ne- boobs.
I never do that, but plenty of girls do.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't care.
Yeah, I don't do it, but I've seen women.
Yeah, lots of
naked
women.
Of all ages,
all,
too.
Right, all ages, all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. I'm
we
like, good
care.
On you. I can't do it.
Hmm. You just, can't.
It's like a modesty thing, I guess, or just an embarrassment
so
thing.
So when you shower, you'll like face the wall, shower?
No, there are private stalls. It's not like a men's room where it's just a line of shower heads. There'll
right.
be a stall and a little bench and you take your clothes off.
But
in
then
there
when you come
in,
out, you'll be like
I'll be
towel,
dressed because I'll
snapped.
Have toweled off and put my
the,
clothes on
oh,
the bench.
Dear Lord, you're the other side of that where no one
yes,
can see anything.
No, I don't want to.
All right.
Just...
People don't like pop-up ads, plastic packaging. That's a clamshell we already mentioned. The two-party political system.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
That exists to annoy me.
It does create trouble.
The
changing the clocks from daylight
college.
Savings. By the way,
yeah,
daylight
sucks.
Savings.
I just printed you out something to remind you.
This Saturday.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Saturday night, I mean.
Well, Sunday at 2 a.m., it goes back to 1.
Right.
But this weekend, extra hour of sleep.
Yay.
Hooray.
An extra hour to kill. Since my kid woke me up. Super.
Is everything okay? You look like you're
no,
lost.
I just walked into, I'm trying to figure out, you guys are saying time change? Oh,
yes. Yeah, time change.
Oh, great.
This
what time
coming
is it in
weekend.
China? Are they changing their time this weekend too?
I think theirs stays the same, right?
I have no idea.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Ghosting is because people are cowards. Just tell us how it is and how you feel.
All right. I'll do it.
I won't.
Well, you don't have to know.
Right. I just mean, I can see why people
go. If you
go,
ghost your family, they're going
to
be looking
no,
for you.
No, you know what I mean. Like, I can see why people are all,
to pay.
We went on one date. It didn't work out.
Right.
I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to be mean to you. You're asking me to be mean.
Mm.
when really all I want to do is get on down the road and go try somebody else.
Well, and also people will just lie and say, oh, I met someone that I like better than you or something. You know, if they're not ghosting you, that's just a lie. They just don't want you. It's fine. It doesn't mean
you're
not
worthy of love. What are you supposed to say to
someone? You just say, yeah, it just didn't work out.
That weird dentist crack you made totally turned me off, and I'm not interested in you at all now.
Yeah.
I don't know what your deal is.
If you're trying to get me to feel competitive, it didn't work.
Yeah. Just made me tap out.
I said, go get your dentist. What was that?
How
was
that?
Kiss out?
No, it's supposed to be a...
Oh,
it's supposed to be some kind of raspberry, but it's not coming out.
Try it again. Keep going.
You know what a raspberry is, right?
Not a raspberry, just...
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like usually in the belly, right?
Like, yeah, when you put your face
on
a
kid's belly.
Anyway.
Daylight savings time doesn't exist in China. It actually, they ended it in 1991.
Oh. Let's end it here, too.
China.
It's time.
They really
isn't
know
it time?
How to do it, don't they?
10:53 p.m., by the way.
Yeah, tonight. It's almost tomorrow there.
Listen to this. Boy, this will get you straightened out real fast. We lost our home in the Tubbs fire in 2017, and now our new rebuilt home that we've only been in for 2 months is threatened again by the Kincaid fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Jesus. That Kincaid fire is just no joke. Yesterday was like 5% contained. It had been like all weekend. Like,
It's now 15% contained and 118 square miles.
Oh.
Is what it involves.
It's like, how is there anything left to burn?
Yeah, that's brutal. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Christmas for you.
Yay!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.